This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. It's been an amazing show, if I say so myself. We have a couple things this hour, just a couple little things. Yeah, I'll get to some emails trying to clear out some room for tomorrow. We're going to talk about rights. Why would Senator Tim Kaine say they don't come from God, they come from government? What's the point of saying that? We have yet another Democrat openly claiming that her constituents are foreigners, not Americans. We have that. We can't convict people in Washington, D.C. Trump's approval ratings are ridiculously high, and so much more coming up on the final hour of the new Jesse, the new, I guess it's not a new show, of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, though, I have made this plea once before on the show, one time that I can recall. I don't know. I'm dumb. Maybe it's more than once, but I think it's been only once. But I have to inform the people in the media and the politicians. I know you already know this, but I have to inform the mouthpieces of this country of an amazing fact. An amazing fact. One you already know. It's not going to be breaking news to you, but it will be breaking news to them. Because I saw Mitch McConnell came out and he was talking, of course, about Trump and tariffs and everything else. There's certain similarities right now to the 1930s. And that is, of course, what? It's in reference to World War II, of course. So are you ready for some breaking news?
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
There are other wars besides World War II. And there are other bad people in history besides Nazis. No, Chris is trying to deny it. Chris, I swear, I've read it in some books. I'm not even kidding. But get this, get this. There was a World War I. That's what, yeah, no, I'm serious. That's why they named the second one World War II. I realize in this ridiculous, dumbed-down society of moron politicians and media talking heads now that that is the only conflict in all of human history, and no matter what you're dealing with, it could be the border, it could be tariffs, it could be Trump, it could be no matter what you're dealing with, it all has to be brought back to that one period in all of human history known as World War II. I understand that that's the way people think, but I swear on my life, cross my heart, hope to die. You can check me on this. There are other wars, other periods of time. There's even ancient history. I'm told, I wasn't there, but I'm told there were wars before there was an America. I can't, look, hey, I'm not confirming it. But I just wanted to let all of you know, all of you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to media people and these idiot politicians. Everything doesn't have to be compared to World War II. It's brutal how everything comes back to that. Please, please. I'm not even asking you to join my side. I'm not naive. Find a different war. One other war. Vietnam. You know, I don't care what the Hundred Years War. I don't care what it is. Just find one other one that's not World War II. That's all I ask. It's a modest request, I would say. A very modest request. Now, I'm going to play something for you. And it was Senator Tim Kaine from today, that piece of trash. And before I play it, there is something I am horrified by but also grateful for. The radical nature of the modern Democrat. The Democrat senator, whatever member of the House, in the year 2025 is not even the same species as one from 1965. They're just completely different animals. And that's terrible for the country, because it's one thing to be a Democrat. It's another thing to be a modern Democrat who hates America. So that's terrible for the country. So that part of it's horrifying. But the benefit of it is this. They have gotten so insane, so radical. Their base is so rabidly demonic and anti-American that now they will say things out loud they used to keep quiet, even if they thought them. Remember why Glenn Youngkin is the governor of Virginia? Do you remember why? Because it's not because Glenn Youngkin was that great of a campaigner. I'm not saying he was bad. He did great. But that's not what won him the race. Glenn Youngkin is governor of Virginia because his Democrat opponent, Terry McAuliffe, during a debate, got up and essentially said, "You parents shouldn't have any say in your kids' education." That's paraphrasing, but he said it on camera. No Democrat in the history of this country would be dumb enough, even if he thought it, and so many of them think it, none would be dumb enough to say it. But so rabid, so radical, so insane. It just came out of him. He just said it on camera. Boom. No more governorship. Goodbye. Glenn Youngkin's now governor. The American Democrat long ago decided that the American church, Christianity itself, was his enemy. Because you can only serve one God. And they want that God to be government. If you're there worshiping Jesus, you're not going to believe in everything they say, are you? You have something higher than them. They long ago decided, the church, that's a problem. So they infiltrated it, watered it down with feminized open borders nonsense. And they've taken more direct means to go after it. Remember that field memo for the FBI? They pretended, they tried to blow it off like it was one memo that was not implemented, but we now know it was much more widespread than that, because of course it was. A whistleblower brought forward a memo showing the FBI planned to infiltrate the Catholic Church. What? Why? Well, it's quite simple. The communist knows the established religion of the country, in every case, is his enemy. He can never complete his revolution while competing with the established religion. He must destroy it. Senator Tim Kaine put this on camera today.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
You know why it's troubling for Tim Kaine? Because if you believe, as I do, that your rights come from God, they are out of his reach. He can't ever take them away from you. If they belong to a higher power than Senator Tim Kaine, he can't destroy them like he wants to. He can't take your rights away and hurt you the way he wants to if you believe they come from God. But if you believe they come from government, well, he's the government. Now, who's in charge of your life? God or Tim Kaine? He basically voiced what all communists think, and he voiced the driving force behind the Soviet Union tearing down the Orthodox churches, Mao tearing down the Buddhist temples, East Germany, Cambodia, on and on and on it goes, all the way to the FBI sending undercover agents into the Catholic Church and the United States of America. Tim Kaine just laid it out quite clearly. Why are they so afraid of you having a belief system, a religious belief system? Because if you do, and you believe it all the way, you will never allow them to be your God. And that is what they have to have. And that's a little reminder to you of the evil we are up against. Remember that. Let's lighten it up through some emails in a moment before we continue on with this other stuff. You know what? Before I lighten it up, I do have to say something about the Thomas Massey, the love, hate, all that. I'm going to say something about that in a moment. You'll probably find it offensive. I don't really care. I'll tell you in a moment. Before I get to that, let me tell you about waking up in the morning, part of your morning routine. Because I have a new part I want to add to your morning routine. Don't worry, you will not dislike it. With your breakfast, or maybe you're a skip breakfast person. I'm not, but maybe you are. With your breakfast, why don't you get some chocolate powder and mix it into a glass of milk, or even water, I guess, or a smoothie if you do it. Throw some fruit and whatever in a blender and pour some chocolate powder in there and start out every single morning that way. I know it sounds like stupid health nut stuff. You will see a difference. It's packed full of vitamins and minerals, all natural stuff, great stuff. Stuff you can give your children, packed full of nutrients. You just feel better the rest of the day, almost immediately. I honestly liken it to almost a cup of coffee without the jitters. That's how incredible the stuff is. Go get a subscription to it from Chalk, C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse, chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I wanted to touch on something, the Jeffrey Epstein press conference from yesterday, because one of the main people behind it was GOP Congressman Thomas Massey. And the press conference itself, as I mentioned yesterday, Gloria Allred was the mouthpiece. She's scummy. It felt scummy. It kind of felt like a scam. It felt like a communist op. And a lot of people are blasting away at Thomas Massey, saying, this whole thing seems like you were just in this to get Trump or to make Trump look bad about the Epstein stuff. Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue with that at all. I believe that is a main reason why it happened. But remember something. In life, in politics, in everything, punches, bullets, attacks don't only go one direction. They go both directions. And I'm not taking a side on this Thomas Massey, Donald Trump squabble they've been in for a very long time. But you remember how this went. Massey was upset about the spending bill, the big, beautiful bill. He was mad about it. He was pointing out all the waste in it, and he was publicly blasting it. Trump got very angry, as he does, because that was his bill. It was his baby. And he crucified Massey repeatedly, blasted away at him, and then announced that he's looking for a primary challenger to try to bounce him out of Congress, called him every name underneath the sun. Okay, that's Trump's way. I'm not shocked or offended by it. I assume you're not either. But how did that help him? I know it made a bunch of people pile on to Thomas Massey. I get that. Donald Trump has the most powerful voice on the right. When he says that guy's the enemy, people will respond and say that guy's the enemy. I got all that. I know. I'm not arguing one way or the other. I don't care. But how did you think Thomas Massey was going to react? Punches don't get thrown only one direction. If you tell me Thomas Massey through that press conference that felt scummy, in part to get at Donald Trump and make Donald Trump look bad, I would agree with you. I think that's a fairly obvious thing. However, if I'm a member of Congress and one securely in my seat, remember, he can't primary Massey. He's popular in his district. You can't. He tried before. Everyone's tried before. You can't get him out. But now you have openly declared him to be an enemy, announced you're trying to bounce him out of office. You made an enemy, loudly made an enemy. You threw punches. Punches go two directions. And I know the left is using it. I mean, I heard Jasmine Crockett out there. I saw.
I will have to tell you that I respect Thomas Massey. Clearly, we don't agree on a lot. But where we can find agreement, we do. And the reason that I respect him is because he always shows you who he is. He is what I would consider to be a traditional conservative. He believes in transparency. He doesn't.
Okay. It looks bad. Jasmine Crockett's praising you. It looks like it's an anti-Trump operation. I think it is an anti-Trump operation. Trump is a junkyard dog. I've described him that way a million times. He always has been. He always will be. That means he bites everyone who comes into the junkyard. When that's a deranged lunatic robber with a knife who wants to kill your family and the junkyard dog rips his throat out, you run out and you give him a big T-bone steak and you snuggle with him and you tell him, good job, junkyard dog. I love you. I'm so happy you're that way. But when the Girl Scouts show up and he rips one of their arms off when they're trying to sell some cookies, then you look at him and you say, what are you doing, junkyard dog? Why do you bite everybody? When you bite everybody, you get bitten. It happens. It's politics. Dr. Many Guns, I was listening to you while reloading, and I was wondering, since you have a lot of guns, do you reload? Yeah, every time I run out of ammo. No, I know. I'm kidding. I know what you're saying. He's talking about reloading my own ammunition. And the answer to your question is no, I do not. Yes, I have done it. I can do it. I don't trust myself enough to do it. And this is what I mean. I'm a big ammo guy, meaning quality of ammo guy, because weapons malfunctions are really terrible things. When you need it, I should say when you need it, they're very, very terrible things. On the range, it's a pain. Okay, you got to clear it, whatever. I got it. But when you need it and it malfunctions, it's really, really bad. And ammo is part of the driver in many of those cases. Not all, but many of those cases, it's ammo, a problem with the ammo. So it's pure paranoia is the reason I don't. I can. I know it saves money, and I support you if you do it. I'm worried I will screw it up. What, Chris? Chris said, if you're so paranoid, shouldn't you be doing it? I guess if I had done it for years and trusted myself more than I trust, you know, Hornaday or someone like that. And I mean, there's a lot of good ammo companies out there, but I trust them more than I trust me. And so that's what the route I go. I actually think it's really cool to do your own loads. And I think it's awesome that guys do it. I don't trust myself enough. I'm worried about a malfunction when I need it most. It is a paranoia I will have to the day I die. I can't do anything about it. I take precautions. That's why I have gold, by the way. I take precautions. Even when the stock market's really high and things are just like right now, stock market's high. Everyone's happy. You wake up, you look at your 401k, you're sending text messages to your buddies. Oh my gosh, I'm rich. Tomorrow, that bubble pops and we're in trouble. Tomorrow. No matter what, good times, bad times, I take precautions. Gold Co. is my precaution. How do I protect the money I put away? I make precious metals part of it. Then, yeah, I'm going to stress what happens in the market, but I can't. It's not possible for me to lose everything because I have precious metals. Do you? Let Gold Co. make it part of your retirement. You probably qualify for bonus silver, but let them make it part of your retirement. 855-817-GOLD. Or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I really want I really want an old Western lever action rifle. All this talk about weapons makes me think about it. And when you say that, people will say, well, why? There's so many better weapons today. And you're 100% right. I know there are. But it's cool. Tell me you don't want a Winchester or a Henry rifle. Remember that scene in Silverado? I remember it. When he offers him, it's Danny Glover. And he has two Henry rifles in his hands. And the guy offers him a pistol and he says, wear one of these. And he holds up two rifles and he goes, this ought to do. They're sick. It's sick. And I've never bought one. I don't want to spend the money. What, Chris? What? Lever action rifle or shotgun? Well, it all depends on if I can see the whites of their eyes or not. I have plenty of shotguns. I don't have a lever action rifle, Chris. That's anyway. Oh, a lever action shotgun like in Terminator? Okay, that's really cool. It's really cool. I still would rather have a lever action rifle. Focus, Chris. Let's make fun of Democrats. It's such a joy to watch older Democrats who have won elections and figured out how to put together a winning coalition, watching them attempt to speak to their radical base as the radical base loses its mind. For instance, this is Yasmani Ansari. She's a member of Congress. Yasmani Ansari. Listen to this, and listen to this as if you're a citizen in Michigan.
The definition of constituent is somebody who is part of a community. Doesn't matter what their legal status is. If somebody is an asylum seeker, if somebody has a green card, if somebody is a U.S. citizen, if somebody lives in the community, I represent them. Constituent does not mean voter. I don't care if none of these individuals can vote for me. I don't give a I care about making sure that the United States government, with our taxpayer dollars, is treating human beings with dignity and respect.
Yeah, that's going to sell really well. Juxtapose that with this. This is David Axelrod, who I obviously can't stand, on CNN, attempting the best he can to talk to these people about things like crime, because right now Democrats are the pro-crime party and Trump's approval rating just hit a new high. Here's David Axelrod.
The right answer is we'll take all the help we can get, as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. I mean, these National Guardsmen aren't even trained to do that work. They're not authorized to do that work. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are criminal, if there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that. I think that's the appropriate position to take.
That's not him talking to me or talking to you. That's him practically pleading with the far left flank of the Democrat Party. Please shut up. We're the pro-crime party, and you can't get elected being the pro-crime party. It doesn't work. People will never choose you. Listen to James Carville. Remember last week? Chris, grab it if you can. At that little DNC, that little convention, where at the opening of it, they brought out some circus freak Indian woman who got up there, and to open the thing, she did a land acknowledgement. Just listen to this insanity.
And she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy.
Bonjour. Lindy Samik Ninjitjikaz, Amik Dodam, Saginaw Chippewa Dojaba, Anishinaabe Kwe Ndao. Good morning, DNC members, friends, and relatives.
How do you think that lands with normal people? And so James Carville, that old dork of a Democrat, but he's won elections, he is upset.
Why are you bringing this up in an election? Okay, what we did, but all kinds of things with slavery, with experiment with drugs, what we did during the what happened in the Confederacy during the Civil War, Andersonville, and it's okay. This is an election, and the DNC is not the place to discuss this. Understand this: the DNC does not exist to right wrongs. It doesn't exist to acknowledge the more unpleasant parts of history. It doesn't exist to make people feel good. It exists, get this through your head, to win elections. Now, do you think that is going to help us win elections talking about land theft from the Dakotas? We're not. Please stop this. In the name of a just, merciful God, don't you see what's happening? Don't you see where this has brought us to? For God's sakes, lady, what is Ken Martin doing that? You don't have but one job, Ken. It's to win. You're supposed to try to win f-ing elections.
He can see it. He's sitting there watching his party turn into the pro-crime America Sucks freak show that everybody hates, and you can hear the desperation in his voice. Gosh, I enjoyed it so much, I'm playing it again. This is glorious. I might make this the ringtone on my phone.
Why are you bringing this up in an election? Okay? What we did, but all kinds of things with slave.
He's so mad. He's so mad. He's stuttering.
We would experiment with drugs. What we did during what happened in the Confederacy during the Civil War and Andersonville. And it's okay. This is an election, and the DNC is not the place to discuss this. Understand this. The DNC does not exist to right wrongs. It doesn't exist to acknowledge the more unpleasant parts of history. It doesn't exist to make people feel good. It exists, get this through your head, to win elections. Now, do you think that is going to help us win elections talking about land theft from the Dakotas? We're not. Please stop this. In the name of a just, merciful God, don't you see what's happening? Don't you see where this has brought us to? For God's sakes, lady, what is Ken Martin doing that? You don't have but one job, Ken. It's to win. You're supposed to try to win f-ing elections.
In the name of a just, merciful God. Ah, that's good fun. Oracle, we all know you don't like to talk about yourself, so you probably won't answer this question. In your extensive work history, and excluding the core in your new media career, what was your favorite job and why? What was my favorite job and why? I had a lot of fun working at the golf course. It was my third job, summer job. I think it was 16 or so. There was a golf course in Bozeman, and I was I did everything. You know, I washed golf clubs. I would help out at the range, just picking up golf balls, you know, driving the cart around, picking up balls, just doing odd job. It's a minimum wage job, just doing odd job stuff. I really enjoyed it. And we'd take the beer cart for a spin after all management went home. What, Chris? After management went home, it was fine. We never got caught. It's not a big deal. They did complain about some tracks they found in the sand trap one day. But we all played ignorance, and we all got off just fine. I even found out, you know, if you take a golf tee, they probably fix this by now, you can actually lift up the seat in the golf cart and put the golf tee in a certain way and take the governor off, and then you can really fly in those things. It's a little dangerous. Kids shouldn't do it, but wow, those things have more power than you think. It's a really good time. And you can get air. You can get air under the right circumstances. No one should try that, though. It's a bad thing to do. You should try Pure Talk. That's a good thing. Pure Talk's really good because Pure Talk doesn't crap on the country, and they hire Americans. You don't have to worry about talking to somebody who doesn't understand you because English isn't their first language. I get so unbelievably frustrated. I become the ugliest of ugly Americans when I call a company and the customer service is, of course, routed through some third world dump and they can't speak the language and I have to shout into the phone and repeat myself and finally I have to talk to the manager. And it's awful. At Pure Talk, you'll pay way less for your cell service. Their CEO is a veteran and they are so passionately American, they hire Americans. American jobs. No more farming out American jobs to foreigners. Switch. You'll thank me for it. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly.
#250 Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here until tomorrow. But Ask Dr. Jesse Friday comes, and you know we're going to have a good time on that. If you missed any part of tonight's show, including Brandon Darby talking about the Venezuelan drug cartels and what's happening inside of Mexico and American politicians being bribed, download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Remember, this applies. We always get emails. Hey, Jesse, my affiliate cut off the show. The different affiliates do it for different reasons. Don't scream at them. I mean, you can send them an email and say, hey, I'd like the whole thing, but don't scream at them. Oftentimes there's contractual reasons and things like that. Just go download a podcast. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Great place for all things me, Chris. And don't forget on Monday. Monday, we roll out our crappiest country in the world tournament. This is going to be a long, hard slog. This is a war here. Which place is the worst? I don't know. We're going to start tackling it on Monday, and you will have input. You have to follow the show's Twitter account or X account, whatever we're calling it now. Just look up Jesse Kelly Show on X, and we will put up a poll on Monday with our first two competitors, and they're going to have to square off and throw poop at each other, which we know they won't have any trouble doing. That's perfectly natural for them. Now, I'm sorry. I have to play it one more time. It's the frustration with older Democrats. It's the frustration in their voice that gives me so much glee, because the Democrat Party lost. They lost because they were the open borders, tranny, nutcase party. That's why they lost. People think Democrats are weird, mean, and open borders. Weird, mean, and open borders. That's their reputation now. And since losing the presidential election, the House, and the Senate, none of them have backtracked at all. They've doubled down and tripled down. And you can hear it in the voice of these older Democrats. They're so frustrated. It's just so unbelievably enjoyable.
Why are you bringing this up in an election? Okay? What we did, what all kinds of things, with slavery, with experiment with drugs, what we did during what happened in the Confederacy during the Civil War, Andersonville, and it's okay. This is an election, and the DNC is not the place to discuss this. Understand this. The DNC does not exist to right wrongs. It doesn't exist to acknowledge the more unpleasant parts of history. It doesn't exist to make people feel good. It exists, get this through your head, to win elections. Now, do you think that is going to help us win elections talking about land theft from the Dakotas? We're not. Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God. Don't you see what's happening? Don't you see?
You know what, Chris? That's the part I want on the soundboard permanently. That's the part. We'll replace something. You know what? This one.
I love you back.
We'll replace that one. No, we got to replace it, Chris. Come on. We got to know when to move on. The part I want on the soundboard is, in the name of a just, merciful God, please stop this. What, Chris? What? The laugh? All right. We can replace the laugh. I'm going to miss it. But if she runs again, we're putting it back. You can take it off the soundboard, but we're putting it back.
Can I get a witness?
You know what I'm talking about, Chris. You know what I'm talking about. Also, communists go on TV and they run their mouths about things they don't fully understand. Like this person.
All of this. And I'm all for crime reduction. But the conservatives who are celebrating this, you listen to the mayor of Chicago talk about the gun crisis in America. Well, what is the stop, given the precedents that Donald Trump is setting, What is to stop a Democrat, a Governor Pritzker, a Governor Newsom, to say, you know, we have a gun crisis in America, just as legitimate on the facts arguments as a crime crisis, and say we're going to send the National Guard into states to go get their guns? There have to be standards here.
That's going to get a bunch of people killed and not the people you think. Be very careful, communists. Be very, very careful where you tread on that. There are obviously a bunch of mask-wearing loser Democrats in the country who will do as they're told. There are a lot of people on the right who will not. Government is not our God. And I know that greatly, greatly bothers people like Senator Tim Kaine.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases.
Be very careful. That's all I'm saying. Very, very careful.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trump single-handedly reversing U.S. immigration trends, data shows. Yes, keep going. More. Ohio bill would let utilities reduce customer thermostat and water heater usage. It was inevitable the second we allowed thermostats into our homes that are connected to the internet, connected to Wi-Fi. Not that you would find that in my house. It was inevitable the scumbags in the government would reach their heavy hand into your home and adjust your thermostat, all while they build windmills and shut down coal plants. Justice Department considering ban on transgender people owning firearms. They're not going to get away with that, but it is a brilliant, brilliant move to get lefties to defend guns. That'll be entertaining. Rubio, Venezuelan boat posed immediate threat. And the U.S. will keep targeting cartels. I mean, I don't know about immediate threat, but it was wonderful to watch and hilarious. Trump says U.S. soldiers will remain in Poland. I bet you Poland is fun. I bet it's a lot. I've never even been. I don't know that I'll ever go, but I could see it being fun being stationed in Poland. Tomorrow's going to be fun because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. I'll see you then. That's all.